You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Special edition of Cocktail Corner, thanks to Thompson Whiskey New Zealand. We've got Jacob from Mount Atkinson here in the studio.
Kia ora, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Right on.
What the hell is Mount Atkinson?
Mount Atkinson is a West Auckland-based coffee roastery. We roast over in Portage Road, New Lynn. Bring in our own coffee from West Uganda and, yeah, supply West and all of New Zealand.
Is it a bit of a juggling act bringing in coffee beans from Uganda?
Yeah, big juggling act for sure, we definitely had some interesting times over COVID. Luckily, a container left the 2 days to spare getting out of Kenya.
How long does a container last in the coffee business?
Depends how much you sell, but it's about 1 million cups. Yeah.
That's great that it's about 1 million cups, the container, eh? Like, just at a glance.
Are we talking 20 foot or 40?
Yeah, 20. But we're bringing in like half a container, three quarters of a container, yeah.
How does one go about learning to roast coffee beans?
You just got to pretty much corner a roaster and get him to teach you how to do it. I found a guy on the shore, an old Italian guy, who generously showed me how to do it. So, yeah.
I had a jam room in Avondale, and across the way there was like a coffee dude, kind of a weird guy, nice guy, but real weird, and I think he was roasting his own beans.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he does well, I hope he's doing well. I think about him sometimes. The story about the roasting guy.
So Mount Atkinson have recently done a special collab with Thompson Whiskey. You've brought in a little packet of whiskey barrel-aged.
Yeah.
Like coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah. So,
how do you whiskey barrel age coffee?
Oh, mate. I don't know. You
I thought you got to jump in. So basically, we got some Colombian green beans. So coffee's green before it's roasted.
Young, like a young bean.
A young bean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Matt gave us a freshly emptied Manuka smoke barrel. Mm-hmm.
Matt Thompson,
yeah. So we rang him up.
Right on.
And we half filled it with Colombian green coffee. And then, so when he empties the barrel, there's still a whole bunch of whiskey in the wood.
Mm.
And so then the coffee's a weird...
This is like tripling down because he's kind of doing the same thing first and then you're doing it again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm into this.
Yeah, man, recycling. Right. So, so then because coffee's an interesting product, like it takes on the smell of stuff. Like if you've got a smelly fridge or car, you put coffee in there, it'll take the smell away. So you put it into, great news. So you put it into a barrel and then it essentially sucks out all the flavor of the whiskey that's in the wood. And then we left it in there for 8 months and then we've roasted it up.
Far out.
Yeah.
Where did you get the blueprint for all this carry on?
I saw a guy do it in Seattle.
Wow.
Like, and I was chatting to him. He was pretty cagey about how it was done. But it's as simple as I've just explained.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's just a waiting game and you hope for the best.
Yeah.
And the best happens.
Definitely.
What is really interesting about this coffee is it smells like, almost smells like cocoa.
Yeah.
How the hell has that sort of come about?
I suppose there's lots of flavor notes of cocoa in coffee anyway, and so I think the combination of the whiskey and the coffee kind of brings out that cocoa flavor, but it's sort of like cocoa, sort of like vanilla-y as well. Yeah,
I hadn't smelt it yet, but I was about to say vanilla-y.
Yeah.
a little bit burnt toasty as well. Is that good or bad? Sorry, man.
No, it's totally good.
I read somewhere some burnt toast is kind of good for you sometimes.
Charcoal.
Right?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
You can go diamonds.
Now, talk us through, what sort of cocktail are you making for us? This is obviously Jacob from Mount Atkinson out in West Auckland doing coffee, making some sort of Thompson Whiskey cocktail.
Yeah. So essentially this product is, we did it last year and we sold out real fast, and so we're releasing it this Sunday. So we've only got what's in the barrel. So today, what I've done is I've made some cold brew with the whiskey barrel-aged coffee, and we're going to do a mocktail, which is the cold brew whiskey barrel-aged, and then we're going to add some Thompson's whiskey to it. So we'll do like a cold brew whiskey cocktail.
Okay.
So, yeah. Should I get into it?
Give us the method.
Okay, yes.
We'll ask the stupid questions.
And you ask the stupid
questions. You make the mint drink.
Yeah. So essentially, ice your glass.
You've gone with a big old cube.
Yeah. Classy.
I do enjoy a big
giant
cube.
square cube of ice.
I don't know what I like better, the sphere or the cube.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah. I'll figure it out.
Cube is easy.
Figure it out. So, yeah, you want to do ice to glass. Get the cold brew as cold as possible, and then essentially... So what I've done is I've done a cold brew concentrate, so it's a ratio of one part coffee, five parts water.
CBC.
CBC?
CBC in the industry.
Yeah, cold brew coffee. Yeah, right. Cold brew coffee ratios.
Carry on, guys.
So that way you can make it and you can water it back to if it's too strong or whatever.
Mm.
So
the CBC. Yeah.
Notice how he's holding the CBC right now. It's great grip.
Yeah, right.
It's great grip.
Yeah.
I actually like the beaker. This is radio. It's an interesting big old beaker.
Yeah,
it's
the scientific vibe. Pouring in the cold brew.
Oh, it's
with
rich.
A strong grip.
It is rich
it's
in color.
It's good color. It's classic coffee color.
So for this one, for the mocktail, we'll start with that. I'm just going to water it back a bit.
Is that BFM water?
It is BFM water.
Okay.
Definitely cool that means something.
80% CBC, 10%.
Yeah, you guys
whatever
said it
BFM
before,
water is
a bit strong.
BFMW?
What?
No. Maybe BFM H2O?
Okay, carry on.
And then just a dash of like a vanilla sugar syrup.
Oh, now that looks like you're kind of poisoning it with some beautiful sugar.
And then give it a good stir. So the sugar, like in a espresso martini, there's always sugar.
Mm.
And so you kind of need that just to set off the whiskey and the coffee.
Mm.
Give it a good stir.
Jacob, you should make yourself one as well.
I will. I'll make the one with the whiskey.
Okay.
There you go.
Should we share this?
You share that. Would you like?
No, we can share this. You guys get into it.
Yeah,
Jacob,
you go on your side. Remember your side of the drink. Don't look at me.
It's kind of like almost like a draft cola kind of.
Why do you look like you're time traveling?
I'm just kind of. It's really dry. I thought the sugar syrup was going to make it
that.
Really. Super.
Maybe
like,
don't say anything until I've had my sip. Actually.
Don't color it.
Is that the term?
Yeah, definitely. Don't
I'm
influence
into the term.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
What is it called? Don't project or something. Don't.
It does taste very adult. Like just. About your business.
Yeah, that's why you go with the square.
I'm getting the barrel from this. It's super woody.
Oh yeah? Yeah.
Getting the barrel. What type is it? Woody, John.
It is definitely
actually it was a plastic barrel, so shame out. So Matt gifts you the barrel, or how much do you purchase the barrel of Matt for?
He definitely gifted us the barrel.
That sounds like a crazy idea. Go for it.
Yeah, that was pretty much his exact response.
Yes.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's definitely a good dude. Yeah, so he was keen to be part of it. So, like I said, it's the second time we've done it. The first time he actually had a barrel in his carport that he didn't know what to do with, so he just gave us that one.
I'd imagine he's actually collected a few barrels in his time now.
Got a lot of barrels.
That's half the game with whiskey, find the barrel.
Is it?
It is. You got to have the right barrel.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Right wood.
Mm.
Maybe it was a port barrel before, maybe it was wine barrel.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of whiskeys up here now.
Yeah.
So.
It's dry, very easy to drink.
You like it?
How many coffees are in this, just so I know what's kind of going on?
Well, it was a concentrate, so I'd say maybe two.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
So we're not mucking around.
We're speeding up.
Yeah.
We're going to be speeding up.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to get so much more done at the end of the show. Like, we've got an hour left. We've got so much more stuff we
Heaps
can cram
activities.
In
Do you guys want to try it with a bit of Thompson's whiskey?
We'll give away this Nesvest double pass so fast. Yes, I do.
It's good, actually. Sweet.
So we're doing the same thing, except we're not going to add water, we're going to add whiskey. Mm-hmm.
Cold brew coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling sped up already.
How the New Zealanders love cold brew.
Oh, look,
I feel like it's an American thing mostly or something. Where does the cold brew phenomenon kind of originate from? Do you know, Jacob? I'm not putting you on the spot too much, am I?
I actually don't know where it originated from, but it's definitely massive in Aussie and massive in America.
It's so hot over there.
So we're just going to go for a 30ml of... Thompson Two-Tone, yeah, because we've used the Manuka smoke barrel.
Mm.
We don't want to, like, Manuka smoker it out too much.
Yeah. That is not going to pass
can
the Scrabble test.
Can I just have this Thompson Two-Tone? Okay. Oh, our old friend here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you pop it on the mic?
Yes, I don't know. Mate.
Didn't feel like it had the...
Actually, Jules was after a pop.
He was mentioning Thompson whiskey before, eh?
This goes around drinking Art Apricot cocktails, so...
Oh, where'd I do it?
Smells great. Spoon.
So many great New Zealand products. Proud of you.
Give that a slosh.
Go New Zealand.
Go New Zealand. Come this. On, Kiwi.
We can give it, it Jacob from Mount Atkinson. Let's give this a little cheers.
Coming on.
Hey. Cheers.
Very nice.
So what's... Oh, there's the spoon there, mate. You're wondering where the spoon was. This is my drink. Tell us what are you... So obviously you got this launch of this special coffee.
Yeah.
What else?
What else?
Yeah, what else is happening? What else is happening with Mount Atkinson?
Maybe plans?
Well, what we're working on at the moment, if you really want to know, is... we specialise in connecting your cup of coffee with community changeover in Uganda. Mm-hmm. So our coffee that we import funds water purification over there.
I was going to ask how ethical we are, so I'm so glad that you've brought this up.
Yeah, so every kilo of our blends funds 25 litres of pure water over there. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on how we do that next year in terms of with our coffee subscribers and cafes.
Good shit.
So your cup of coffee purifies water. Yeah, so that's the...
Do you find, is it hard just trying to run a business and also balance being ethical and, you know, doing good for the community and the broader, I mean, the wider world? It must be tough.
Yeah, definitely it is tough, but, like, my wife and I, we've been involved up in Uganda for the last 10 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a natural outflow out
right
of what we've done.
The right thing to do should just be the right thing to do there.
Yeah. Yeah. For it's definitely been a massive challenge, but it's been like our challenge, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool, man. All right.
Yeah. It was a bit heavy for the cocktails.
It's good. It's kind of... It's
real talk.
I mean, I'm kind of like, man, it's a struggle getting by, but also
I'm drinking the bean right now, so I'm kind of like,
But that's the cool thing, is that by drinking coffee, which you're going to do anyway, you can help.
You can make a decision.
Yeah. Right. Yes, you can make a decision. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Where do we get the Mount Atkinson anyway? Like,
Easiest place is just on mountatkinson.co.nz, mm-hmm. MT Atkinson, mm-hmm. Or all good cafes out west.
Yeah, good cafes. Eh? All right, hey, big thanks to Thompson Whiskey and their Two Tone. Big thanks to Mount Atkinson and your whiskey barrel aged.
Oh, they've got their. They wanted me to say they've got their cellar door sale. On the 5th of December out at Halitau.
What does that mean? Like unlabeled random bottles?
Yeah, all the straight from the distillery.
Just go out and meet Matt Thompson at Halitau.
Have a look at the copper work, eh? It's lovely.
Exactly, yeah.
Have a long lunch, yeah.
Thank you, Jacob.
Cool.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.